Another floater surfaced in the Rio Grande last night. It was the headline story on the all-news radio station I listened to on the way to work. Authorities on either side pull 20 to 30 bodies out of the Rio each year. Some accidental drownings, some deliberate. What made this one unusual was the fact that he had identification and money. I pulled off the freeway at the Executive Center exit. On a clear day, you could see part of downtown El Paso, Juarez, but it was early March and the wind hadn't started blowing yet. The brown haze stretched from downtown up toward the Asarco smelting plant. By the time I made it into the building, the sulfur dioxide liberally dispensed by Asarco had me wheezing like a leaky bellows. I entered the office and answered Kathleen's welcoming smile. As usual, she was there ahead of me. Kathleen is a bright, cheerful, efficient, attractive brunette, at least 20 years younger than I. Damn it. Morning, Kathleen. How's the love life? She smiled sweetly and ignored my question as usual. She picked up her message book and tore off a slip. A Mr. Raul Guzman Ramirez called right after I arrived this morning, she said, handing me the slip. I told him he could see you about 9:30. I looked at the slip and frowned. Guzman Ramirez. Wasn't that the name of the stiff they pulled out of the river last night? His brother. He was quite upset. Said the police and the border patrol were no help at all. No help in what? Kathleen swept a stray strand of hair behind her ear and leaned back in her chair. I restrained an impulse to bite my knuckle. In finding out who murdered his brother, she said, smiling sweetly. I rolled my eyes and sighed.